Bloomberg, the first word with Ken Pruitt.
Our guest is Neil McKinnon, global macro strategist at VTB Capital in London. Neil, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ken.
Oh, a lot to talk about this morning. We have Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany saying she and French President François Hollande will coordinate their approach to Greece to try to keep pressure on the company. She said that just before a working dinner with Hollande. What might they come up with?
Well, I think that's probably not a great deal. Certainly the round of budget diplomacy that's taken place this week with Angela Merkel meeting her counterparts in France and scheduled to meet the Greek Prime Minister today does highlight the problems facing Greece. It's in a severe depression, there's no doubt. And as a result, the austerity measures of creating what you might call a debt trap. It's very, very difficult for the Greeks to meet their fiscal targets. They have a history of missing them. Missing these targets ahead of the so-called Troika's visit to Athens early September, where they will conclude their assessment of the Greek budget situation, is likely to reveal that they've missed their targets, which is why the Greek government is looking for a two-year extension to meeting their fiscal targets. But you know, this is an almost impossible situation for the Greeks. And you know, we had comments yesterday from the German finance minister and foreign minister saying no more money, no more bailouts should be provided. So if that is the case, if there is no softening of the German approach and no concessions made to Greece, then I think the markets will just take the view that the probability of an eventual exit of Greece from monetary union is looking quite likely.
Hollande says she doesn't want that. The direct quote at this news conference was, I want Greece to be in the Eurozone. It's up to the Greeks to make responsible efforts to achieve this objective.
Well, there's no escape from the debt prison, is there? And I think they can't have it both ways. I think that, you know, if they want to preserve monetary union in its current format, then the existing policy settings of austerity do create this very difficult situation, which actually means no progress is made in meeting deficits. I mean, this is economics 101, if you like, that having a tough fiscal policy which cuts spending reduces economic growth. This is what's been happening not just in Greece, but in other countries as well, Spain, Italy, Ireland. And if you don't have economic growth, then you can't generate the tax revenues that can ever, ever get you to stop the budget deficit from rising. And if the budget deficit goes up, then your debt to GDP ratio escalates as well. And this is what's been going on. So yeah, if they continue with all of this, in my view, it's just not sustainable and will ultimately result in the fragmentation of monetary union.
Well, we're back to this dilemma, aren't we, where you try to have austerity and growth at the same time.
Sure. I mean, it's a difficult one, and it may be that the choices are not exclusive. You know, we know that one of the consequences of the financial crisis from 2007-2009, which is still ongoing, is this sharp increase in sovereign budget deficits and debt. It's a major problem for all the major economies, including the U.S., where the new administration through 2013 has got a very difficult job on its hands to get fiscal policy back onto a sustainable track. But it is a dilemma, as you say, Ken. And yeah, what it really boils down to is, I guess, a policy decision on the timing and pace of fiscal consolidation. There are no easy answers on all this. But in the Eurozone, it's worth bearing in mind that Greece has had the most brutal fiscal policy tightening in the history of the European Union. And after 5 years, the economy is still in depression. There are severe social problems, I think, in Greece, where sort of basic operating infrastructure is beginning to crumble. So it's all very well saying they've got to stick to the program, all very well saying that you've got to hit these targets and that there's more budget cuts. But ultimately, I think they're going to run into a brick wall here. And I just think that it's already happening. The social tensions are becoming so intense that I think that, you know, the financial markets are very aware that it may well just result in an exit on the basis that any other scenario is preferable to an unending diet of austerity, rising unemployment, and economic misery.
Neil McKinnon, global macro strategist at VTB Capital, on the line from London.
You can listen to Bloomberg The First Word weekday mornings at 5 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM satellite radio channel 113. Copyright 2012 Bloomberg LP.